We are back. The Gunsmith Show here, US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. And we're going to talk, of course, we're in deer season, week two, just getting started here. 450, pretty good rifle, pretty good choice if you're out deer hunting. I know that's what Jacob was using. He got one this year already. And this segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
That's right. And I'm pretty sure Jeremy from Reliable is out using his 450, too. And not 452.
It's 450 as
also.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And there's not a 452 that I know of. But by God, there might be by next year.
You never
know. So with all the clones out there.
Send in the clones.
No, it's clowns. It's clowns.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks for listening to the Gunsmith Show on this Saturday, the 22nd of November. Glad you're here. Of course, this is the week before Thanksgiving, so now we're in that mode of we got a long weekend coming up, hopefully, and Black Friday's coming up, and all the black. I am getting like 500 emails a day now for deals on ammo and guns, so it's almost monotonous. But
the algorithms work, don't they?
They do. They got me pegged, man. My wife's like, your phone's going off again. I said, yeah, I know. But it's all good. There is all kinds of super, super good deals going on out there right now, too. So so the question that Jeremy from Reliable wants you to know is, what didn't you get done this year on your house? Because he can get it done for you. He can get you on the list, and we'll get it done while the weather's nasty this winter.
So
next spring,
you windows, can enjoy doors, it. Any of the things you need to do.
And they'll do it right. They'll do it the smart way, one window at a time, if they're changing their windows out or your doors. But, man, does this guy do good work. His team is just a great bunch of guys. You can reach Jeremy at Reliable Enterprises at 810-429-6957. And for gosh sakes, tell him the Gunsmith Show sent you. He'd love to hear it. We talk every week and discuss what's going on and what he's been up to. And, of course, if you pay attention to him, if you start following him on Facebook, you'll see a lot of his work on Facebook, too. Just gorgeous work, man. Just
he's a craftsman.
Go to his website, ReliableExteriorPro.com, and check out the decks and stuff he's done. It's just he's a master. He is very, very good at it. So, and he knows this, too. Is how good is the 450 Bushmaster? So let's talk about power first. Now, industry standard loads I'd say the one that everybody compares to is the Hornady 250 FTX. Now, what is that? That's a 250 grain pointed rubber-tipped open cavity bullet that is designed to expand quickly, be very ballistically coefficient, and get to your target accurately and do what it needs to do for terminal results on a deer. Now, it's a big difference from a regular rifled slug. A rifled slug is which what we used to hunt with down here, or buckshot. Tremendous difference with this gun. Now, I'm going to do a compare and contrast here between the 12-gauge slug and a 450 Bushmaster, and see how what they did was by making this 450 Bushmaster and all the hours and hours of work that came into making it happen, how they were able to build this gun, you know, that was called the Thumper, to make a difference, to make deer hunting more effective, get better range, better ballistics, and more knockdown power. So it's just it has changed a tremendous amount of us from hunting with 12-gauge slug guns to now here in Lower Michigan hunting with these beautiful 450 Bushmasters. Now, comparing the 450 to the 12-gauge with the SST loads from Hornady and the FTX loads from Hornady is a good apples to apples by the same company, making both excellent, because I was specifically hunting with 12 gauge SSTs in Hornady SST loads out of my 12 gauge Savage bolt action rifle, and just nailing deer at 200 yards with it and doing a great job. Jake and I both took deer at over 200 yards with these things. And there's a reason they work. Well, the 450 Bushmaster comes out and it just it did everything we wanted to do, but it was a cooler platform. It was in an AR-15 or in a bolt-action rifle. So we switched over. We held on to our 12 gauges for a while, and then we both just let them go because we said, we're just going to stick with these 450 Bushmasters. And now I'm on like my eighth or ninth one because I try them and trick them out the way I want them, and then I trade them off for something different. But I want to compare energy at hunting ranges so that you understand what the gun can do. And the reason for that is using the right tool for the job has always been important to me as a contractor. And it's very important to me when I go deer hunting because I want a quick and efficient kill on a deer, and or even a bear or an elk or a moose. This gun will do it. And we're going to start right with 100 yards. What can you expect out of a 450 Bushmaster at 100 yards? Well, you're going to get 1,835 feet per second. So it's pretty fast. And why I skipped right to 100 yards is because I want you to think about what this gun can do at long yardages. So 1,835 feet per second, hitting with 1,868 foot-pounds of energy. That's like getting hit with 5.9 millimeters. Okay? It is a tremendous blow, and it does a wonderful job of knocking deer off their feet and taking them. Now, in a 12 gauge, at the same thing with that almost the same bullet, is 1,641 feet per second and hitting at 1,793 foot-pounds of energy. So again, it's a freight train. They do a great job. These SST slugs are outstanding. But I'm going to start to show you the little bit of difference. The subtle difference is going to happen when you get to that 200-yard plus situation. Now, already, once we hit 200 yards, we're already basically beyond what they recommend for a 350 Legend. The 400 Legend is real close to 200 to 250 yards. The 360 Buckhammer, they're saying, is a 200-yard gun. Well, the 450 performs a lot further. The 450 at 200 yards is still going 1,515 feet per second and hitting with 1,274 foot-pounds of energy. That's like 244 Magnums hitting you at the same time. It's a tremendous amount of energy. The 12-gauge at 200 yards is 1,341 feet per second and 1,198 foot-pounds. So it's still doing pretty good. But the difference is the amount of drop. Okay? If you take that 12-gauge and you zero it in at 150 yards, that means at 100 yards, you'll be 2.7 inches high. And at 200 yards, you'll be 6.7 inches down. So the bullet's got quite an arc in it because it is slower, it's fatter, it's thicker, and it's got to take an arc, and it's a trajectory arc that you got to understand. And that's what I try to impress on people all the time is understand the trajectory of your bullet and know your yardages too. So having a range finder, I think, is very important. And then knowing what your gun can do. Well, with the 450 Bushmaster, at 100 yards, you want to plan on hitting 4 inches high. Okay, you want to be 4 inches above the bullseye at 100 yards. So just remember that. If you're shooting a deer at 70 yards, you're going to be 4 inches high. So you want to address that when you're sighting on the deer. These are all things to take into account. But at 300 yards, you're going to be 19.3 inches down, but you're still hitting with a tremendous amount of energy that's enough to take a deer at 300 yards, where the 12 gauge is eating dirt by that point. It's already hitting the dirt. You're down like 36 inches. So why do I get into all the details in this? It's just like when you go golfing. You can't play the whole game with a putter. You have to have the right club. And the 450, properly sighted in, and you understand it, you know you're going to have a tremendous variance of abilities with out to 300 yards. That's a long shot. That's three football fields away looking at a deer. Yep. They're pretty small at that range. Mm-hmm. It takes a bipod or a tripod or a solid rest to get a good shot off at that yardage unless you're just tremendously skilled. With the 450s, we've gotten one-shot kills over and over again, and they're reported constantly with these guns. I've heard some over 300 yards, but I know Jake's got one at 273 yards, one-shot kill on the run. I couldn't believe he got the shot, but he did. And he's had several between 230 and 250. And this year he hit a 231 right on the button. Perfect shot. And looking forward to it, doing the same with my gun. I got my gun sighted in the same way. 4 inches high at 100 yards. And it puts you at 19.3 inches down at 300 yards. So basically you're aiming just above the back and you'll sink it right into the old pump house. So you'll do a good job on it. Now, I stress you, no matter what gun you have, because I could do the same thing with a 400 Legend or the 350 Legend or the 360 Buckhammer and decide, you know, where to sight it in, how to do it. But take the time to do it. That's the important part. You only get so many deer seasons in your life, and you want to make sure you do it right. And you know I'm into it because I talk about it every week all the time. My wife says I never stop talking, Dan.
Yeah, that's hard to figure.
How'd she come up with that? I don't know how she does it, but this is the reason why I went to work in radio. All right, well, let's go to break. We're going to come back with some great guns that would work for this year's deer hunting season. If you still just want to make a change and you want to go out and handgun hunt, I picked out five great guns at Williams Gun Sight that you could go snatch up, but all the other good stuff for Black Friday coming up, too.
Talk about that as well. Williams Gun Sight coming up next in the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Last segment on its way.